Okay, we will do roll call first. When I call your name, please say present. Steve Conant.
Present.
Lisa Miller.
Present.
Dina Walker. Present. Quorum is determined for voting. Okay. I'd like to recognize people to speak that are not on the select board. I know we have all candidates for municipal official appointments. Can I have a motion to recognize those individuals for speaking?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye?
Aye.
Okay. There are no executive sessions scheduled for this meeting. Right now we have the creation of this agenda with six appointments that we have to do today. But Carol just also informed me that she's made the appointment forms for all the Weld Rec members, as well as herself, for the Registrar of Voters, which needs to be renewed every year at this time. So I recommend that we do those first and get that into record before we move on to the rest, as I don't see there will be much discussion for them. Okay. Can I have a motion to appoint the following individuals to Weld Rec for a one-year term beginning April 1st, 2026? Julie Jervis, Ina Toth, June Houston. There's two June Houstons. Laureen Pratt, Wendy Ames, Ursula Withrow, Linda Redmond, Jamie Canton, Jean Biondo, Liz Boyle, Carol Conant, Ashley Wright. Can I have a motion?
So moved.
Can I have a second to get that into discussion? Okay. Second. Any discussion? None? All those in favor of those people being appointed to Weld Rec Committee for the year of April 1st, 2026, please
aye.
Say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Passes unanimously. Okay, we can sign these later. Next, we have the appointment of Carol Cochran to the Registrar of Voters for the municipality of Weld for 1 year term starting April 1st, 2026. Can I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, no discussion. Okay, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. This one also will be signed.
We'll start the stack.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I did new business before I went to finish the old business. The 25-26 general system appendices. We tabled that from last meeting from February 24th because we needed some more time to review. I don't know if everybody's had time to review, and so we can adopt it today. And the resolution before us is just to adopt the maximums for general assistance appendices for 2025-2026 as presented. Could have a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Okay. Hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. So unanimous. And so just please sign that, and then we'll send that off today or tomorrow. Okay. New business, back to new business. They approved the minutes from previous meeting. We have two sets of minutes that we need to approve. The February 24th, 2026 minutes, and from last meeting, March 17th, 2026. Any comments on the February 2024 minutes as presented? I think I had some comments, circulated it. Nope, okay. All those in favor of adopting that, please say aye.
Motion aye. Accept.
Okay. Second. Okay. All those in favor, say aye. Aye. Okay. Unanimous. For the March 17th minutes, I sent around some comments. I don't know if anybody had time to review it yet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any discussion right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I noticed that you edited a lot of the comments that I feel like are important to stay in the minutes. So truthfully, I felt like the minutes were fine the way they were. I think it's important to keep in the statements made to the auditor in particular about which articles we're going to be reworking and the comments there. So I would actually make a motion that we keep the minutes that were originally written.
I understand.
Make a second motion.
Yeah, before we finish the first motion. I understand your points about keeping those, and I would say that if we're going to keep those comments, we should keep all the comments. Mm-hmm. And I thought that the comments that were made were subjective because they were only one-sided. It was a very long meeting. It was about an hour and a half, and there was only 4 pages of minutes. And I think also from my research now is that because we do, towns don't always keep minutes when there's recordings, mm-hmm. and that's why we tried to streamline it, like you've said, to the resolutions, because the votes are important to have people skim, but I'm referring to the recordings. And if we're going to the recording, we should have all the comments. But that's a lot of work. That's why I did that. We could edit all those comments. I don't think all the comments that were recorded were accurate. So then we would have to go back and do all those. Mm-hmm. So that's why I made those comments.
Good point.
Yeah.
And I guess a question I'd have is how many people would, I think people rely on the published minutes. I don't know how many people would go out of their way to come down and take the stick and listen to it.
But it's not accurate if it's only one side that is revealed.
Yeah, it's.
And I think all of us that were there need to approve it, or else it's not an accurate record. We're not in the business of doing transcriptions. We could. That would cost a lot of money. I don't know any of us would be qualified to do that. So that's why we just have the resolutions and we put down the recordings.
I understand what you're saying, but it's just not how the town has operated in the past. You know, like, people do rely on looking at the minutes to get an adequate and accurate picture of what has taken place during the select board meeting, and the way that the minutes are edited this time in particular, I don't feel give an accurate picture, especially without having some of the important points of things that we have to do now for the special town meeting.
I completely agree. Mm-hmm. And I agree that it should be an accurate reflection of what happened at the meeting, not selective recordings or selective subjective summaries, which is why the minutes are relied upon, which is why if you publish it, it needs to be absolutely accurate. And it should be approved by all of us.
I have an idea. So at work, we use Outlook, and we use Teams meetings. Teams would actually take the minutes for you and feed it back. Can't we use something such as Teams? Doesn't one of those applications allow us? We don't have to be using the actual meeting, but we could use that functionality so that then it would take the minutes for us.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
Let's do that.
There's Teams, there's Zoom. We need a subscription to do that.
But that would solve the problem.
It would solve it. We would still need to review it because AI is the one that's taking the minutes.
Understood.
And I understand the minutes are very good.
Yeah.
But I think we would still need to review it and approve it and go through that process. That's for the future, absolutely.
That's what we're doing.
But right now, the most accurate is the recording.
Right.
I think there are people that would like to speak in the public about this. Can we have a motion to recognize the speaker?
Do you free application?
What is it?
Otter AI, otter.ai.
And
has a
Otter, like
O-T-D-E-R, like the critter, has a free application, and it does all of that, and it can read your minutes for you.
Okay. You said it's free?
They have a free one, yes. It only goes up to 90 minutes, though. So anything beyond 90 minutes, it does not record.
Okay.
So it's a path forward that would solve a lot of the discussion. How do we address this last week's or last meeting?
I would still be asking that it would be the recording that is on accurate file, and that the minutes be published based on the resolutions and what happened in the the things that we can agree on, and not to add extra information, because it would take too much time to edit them.
I think that maybe I...
You can take the time to edit them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, just to add in.
Sure.
About the articles.
Yeah.
In particular.
Yeah.
Okay.
If it's summarized in a way that is accurate, I feel like, we can all agree on that. And it's just you and me, because we were there. So I think the two of us would need to agree.
So we table it for now.
Yeah.
And revisit it at the next meeting.
Yeah. So let me make a note. Okay. Does anybody want to pursue the otter option for future? Does somebody want to take that on?
Right.
I'll do it.
You'll do it? Okay. Great. Thank you, Steve. Okay. Next, we have the appointment of a website administrator. This is a position I am recommending. I have been speaking with Barbie Stangwe about the website. She has been working a lot on it from a planning board perspective first to update information there. But since then, I think she has been talking to our website designer. She also has experience doing the University of Maine Farmington website. And so this is something that we thought would be a good addition of a position to be adding to our government. This is an ad hoc position, meaning that this is something we, the select board, is appointing. It is not a state-prescribed position. I've taken a stab at writing a draft website administrator job description just so that we start having job descriptions in our records, and they're updated. So I know I circulated this. Don't know if you guys had a chance to look at it. And so the resolution here is to approve and adopt the job description of the website administrator as presented. And to appoint, I'm recommending Barbie Castangue to be appointed as website administrator of the town of Weld. Okay. Second to get into discussion?
Second.
Okay. Discussion. Barbie, do you have anything you'd like to say about what you would like to do or the job description?
No. You had sent me a copy of the job description. I agree. There's just a lot of things that I think the town needs to do. In his possession to make the website better. I'd like to use Google Analytics a little bit more, filter out some of the IP addresses that usually use it a lot, like say here at the town office or whoever got the websites, and it's just so we get a more accurate view of how many people are actually going to our pages.
Any further discussion?
Oh, yeah. So on the job description, it says that they're going to be an employee in the first line under the general government, under public works.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you for noticing that. That's great.
But then on the second part, it says unpaid volunteer.
Correct. It can be maybe filled by unpaid volunteer.
Is it your intention in the future that this would become a paid position?
No. This is all putting out the possibilities. So it fills every possibility. The employee part is the relationship it creates, because it makes that person abide by all the employment rules. That's the reason it's stated there. We are all employees in some ways, even if we are paid by stipend or nothing. But this clearly states that so that they have to follow employee personnel policy.
Mm-hmm. I think in the duties under number one to create, maintain, and update the town's website according to all relevant rules and regulations for municipal websites and in the best interest of the town. I think that that is very subjective. Who's going to decide what's in the best interest of the town? This person that's the administrator?
No, it's not like that. It's a phrase you use that you always are doing it for the best interest of the town. And if there's a lawsuit of any kind, you have to prove that you did this in the best interest of the town. That's all it is.
So
it's not very subjective. You have to show that you're doing things in the best interest of the town. So if she put something, I don't know, she actually put a link on there that was meant to for personal use instead. That's not in the best interest of the town. This is a legal standard. It's not a subjective standard.
Can I just say, if I was to make any changes, I would want to bring it to the select board to approve. You know, small changes like adding a page or something, I'm not sure that would qualify to bring it to them, but I would definitely send out an email to everybody letting everybody know that what I'm doing.
And if you see up here, it says the direct supervisor of the website administrator is the select board of the town.
Mm-hmm. Or the select board's designated liaison for right. The general government.
Right.
I think it should be the select board altogether.
Okay, if you want always that, sure.
Right.
This is just making it, no, it's however we feel like it would be mm-hmm. ease of government, would be good for the town, if you, yeah. But it's always a select board, for sure.
Okay.
If you don't designate it, it could be cumbersome.
So the second one, coordinate and communicate with vendors, employees, and volunteers who assist on the creation, maintenance, and updating the town's website. So are the people that are currently have administrative purposes for updating the website, mm-hmm. are they still going to maintain those purposes, or is everything
yeah.
now going to go through the...
No,
administrator.
This is for the vendors, employees. This is with communicate with everybody. That website administrator is a designate for using the website. It just happens that it's the same name. If you want a different name to be clear, fine. You can try a different name.
Okay. In looking into this, I was looking at the ADA compliance. And last select board meeting, we were told that the deadline was April 24th, 2026. But in looking at the government website and ada.gov, it says for state or local governments with a population of 50,000 persons or more, the compliance deadline is April 24th, 2026. And then for state or local governments with a population 0 to 49,000, 999 persons, the compliance deadline is April 26,
2027. I've already done a lot of that already. There were just some other, any PDF that you add to it going forward, you need to make sure it is ADA compliant. The majority of our, of all of Web's PDFs are almost all compliant now. Anything that is in archive does not have to be ADA compliant.
Okay. I just wanted
what
to
is your
make
issue?
Sure
we have an extra year.
That we have an extra year.
Good.
So
that's why it's
I just
great
wanted to make the correction according to the ADA.gov website.
Okay, but that's nothing here on the
no,
job description, right? No.
So
what's
then
with the...
I talked to Octuative,
yeah,
who we have hired to design and develop our website, because I wanted to ask him questions about how everything
good
works and how that went, and he answered my questions about cybersecurity and things like that. And then in his email, he says we do have a proposal with Barbie Castangue and Dina Walker to do some updates on the website that include updating the theme and the current version. It'll give us more capability and design control, improve display for meeting minutes, and update the calendar. And he sent me a 10-page contract.
Okay.
That was requested by you on March 17th with the scope of work
By me?
Mm-hmm.
Says right no, on, it wasn't me.
No,
it
by me.
Says right on the front page of the contract.
It could
Neil
be
Walker,
a typo.
So
or
you know.
They know that it's a select board chair or something, yeah.
And it's for $2,750.
Yeah. And hasn't been...
We weren't... How come we weren't...
Because
I
didn't
notified.
I didn't know about the contract.
You didn't know that a contract
no.
was being requested?
No. That's a proposal. I would bring it to the board. I brought one to you already last November. Are we playing a gotcha game again? Is that what's going
well,
on?
Well, I'm wondering if you're playing a I'm hiding it game
oh,
again.
Oh, again. I see.
I see. So I think
I see. You understand
need to
that
have
I'm.
Transparency.
I agree.
We're all supposed to be in this together.
I completely agree,
me,
Lisa.
And you and Steve.
That's right. I completely agree, Lisa. There's no contract.
I have it right here.
It's a proposal. They can write contracts, put anybody's name in it, and it doesn't matter. I haven't brought anything to the board. You think I'm signing contracts on behalf of the government?
It says right in his thing that it's just waiting for the signature, and he sent and the signature page.
I have not had any conversations with him like this.
If I may, playing the devil's advocate, think about the transfer station. I spoke with a gentleman for the transfer station. Suggested I would first contact you guys, and then I asked for a quote.
I haven't asked for anything.
He wouldn't have provided a quote if we didn't ask for it.
No, I did not do this.
Excuse me.
I did not do this. So don't just because somebody puts my name in something doesn't mean anything.
Someone did, and we didn't know it.
Doesn't matter. Nothing has happened.
The select board should know if we're requesting a quote for something.
Nobody's requesting anything.
Someone requested a quote. He didn't do that on his own.
I didn't.
I get it. Barbie probably did. But it's on behalf of the town. Yeah.
Excuse me, please. We're taking a lot of personal agendas here. We need to do what's best for the town and take away from everything else, okay? I did it. I met with him to get a little more information on the website, okay? I needed to know how it worked. I have some knowledge on some different platforms on web design. I wanted to know a little bit more about this website. I'm sorry, I overstepped my bounds. He explained everything to me. He said, but we could get, I can give you a proposal, and he said to me a proposal on some additional things that we could add to our website that would increase its value to the town, okay? And that's all that was. I apologize. I did probably overstep my bounds, but I did not do it with any malice in my intent. I did it for the town. Not for me, not for any of us. I did it for the town. Because I'd like to increase the traffic on our website, and right now it is very basic. And I think we could do better with it. And we could increase the population that are visiting our site. And for that, I apologize.
Thank you for your comments, Barbie. And this also goes to show that when somebody else puts the name of anybody or the town, this it doesn't mean that somebody's hiding something. I can't control the conduct of other people. But when you're accusing me specifically of doing something, I take offense to that. And these are defamatory statements again. So these are not things are under my control. When I tell you, I'm bringing it to the board right now, that this is, nothing about a contract being signed, then that would mean I am the one that is doing something. But there's nothing going on like that. We're talking about the website designer position, sorry, website administrator position, not
right.
The contract.
And that has something to do with that. So let me just reiterate, I mean, this is an email from him that does specifically name you, so that's why I assumed that, and your name is on the contract, that you had something to do with the contract. But my question is too, like, is this administrator who's acting in the best interest of the town, are they going to be enacting contracts such as the
no.
one that, you know?
That's like, not part of this at all, is it? And we, the select board,
well, that's what I'm asking.
Is it on here? You can read.
What's best in the best interest
no.
of the town?
That's doing, that's not, she doesn't get that job, does she or he on this at all?
I think the confusing thing here is a request for a quote, which is harmless, and it's worded differently, which was taken out of context. Well, taken accurately out of context. That's it. And I think we should know if we're going to be requesting quotes for additional services, we should, the select board should know that.
The select board, of course, will know that. The select board has to sign off on it. Nobody else has any authority to sign contracts on behalf of the town.
I'm just saying if we're requesting
a quote. We don't have a charter.
Service, if we're requesting a quote for a service, the select board should know.
And I agree.
Yep, and we didn't know. So that's all. And Barbara, I didn't even know. I get it. That's all I'm saying. Because of the way it was worded, it was blown out of context.
Any further discussion on the job description of the website administrator and the appointment? Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Approve this job description and adopt it, and also approve Barbie Castangaway as website administrator of Town of Weld. Is that a motion?
Oh, you said all in favor. So
all in favor,
already,
sorry.
We're already in a motion, yeah.
All right. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those not in favor? No? Okay. Please, for the record, that Steve and Kona and Dina Walker voted to approve. And Lisa said no. So the motion passes. Okay. Moving on. Appointments for municipal officials. These are the state-prescribed municipal officials. The vacancies, as recorded in the Town of Weld annual report. The first one that's up is the emergency management director. As I read from state law, it is 1 year term beginning April 1st. That's our prescription. So a resolution to have a nomination to appoint as emergency management director for 1 year term beginning April 1st, 2026. Do I have a nomination?
Just a question. Mm-hmm. We received a message from Corey asking to speak. Was it on this particular position?
Yeah, he's definitely. Please speak. It's all, yeah, you're recognized already.
So, do I have the select board's permission to endorse and recommend the three vacancies in the public safety part of this? The emergency management director, the public health officer, and the emergency 911 officer. I'd like recommend and endorse for the emergency management director for 1 year term beginning April 1st. Rick Duvall.
Okay.
For the public health officer, I believe there needs to be a correction in this. I have something that I printed off, and it is under local health officers, MRS Title 22, Chapter 153, mm-hmm. State of Maine. A local health officer is appointed for a term of 3 years.
Yes.
And until that officer's successor is appointed.
Thank you. Yes.
And it's just maybe as a typo.
Absolutely. Yes, I noticed that too after I corrected it as well. I was going to mention it. Okay. But thank you very much. Yes.
I just wanted to make sure everybody knew that.
Yep.
I would like to endorse and recommend Lisa Miller for that position. I believe that she has all the credentials for that. She is a registered nurse, and I totally endorse her.
Okay.
The emergency 911 officer, the one term beginning April 1st, 2026. I'd like to endorse, recommend Sam Wilcox.
Okay. Great. Thank you. I have some information. Go ahead, please.
For the 911 officer, Sharon Duvall has also taken that class. And is like a backup to Stan. Should we include her name just as a second in case?
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you, Lisa.
No problem.
Okay. So we have, on that point, we have a salary for the 911 officer, is that correct? So will we be able to make sure that, how do we get, is it that every time the person does a case, they get paid? So then I'm saying that if Sharon gets, does one, then she gets paid for that, and then if Stan does that?
Stan, do you remember?
I guess what I understand is just hourly, so it's, that's why it's, there's a line item for it.
Right. So whoever will do it, that hour will be, okay, great. Just have a clarification and have it on the record. Okay. In terms of the public health office, I have, first of all, that's great. I think we should, of course, those recommendations should just confirm it. All those recommendations, that's my recommendation for the board. In terms of public health officer, Lisa, you did send us an email back in January, and I don't know how you want to treat this because...
Two things, and Corey has more information about that.
Mm-hmm.
In the MMA manual, I just happened to be looking through, and there was a section listed that stated conflicts of interest.
Mm-hmm.
And it said in there that a conflict of interest was for a select, one of them was a select board person being the local health officer.
Right.
And that it, you know, they said that you couldn't do that. So as soon as I found that out, I sent an email to you guys to let you know.
Yeah.
But Corey found out some more information today, and I don't know if it was today. There's more information that he told me about today, and...
Go ahead, please.
Great.
Yes.
Speak?
Yes.
So, under local health officers, Section 5, conflict of interest, a person may not be appointed to hold office as a local health officer or to serve as a member of the local board of health under Section 453 if that person has a pecuniary interest, directly or indirectly, in any corporation or other entity over which that officer or board has general supervision. That is relating to or consistent of money situations. The public safety, I believe, officers should be exempt of that, especially if they're not paid to do two jobs, would not be a conflict of interest. And I also called Franklin County EMA, and I spoke with Amanda Seminole over there, and she confirmed that it is not a conflict of interest.
Okay.
If there's any questions, you can call us.
That's great. Okay. That's very good to know.
And I, you know, just in speaking to you personally, I couldn't understand why it was a conflict of interest because it's not a paid position.
Yeah.
It's just a volunteer thing that I've done for several years, but I wanted to do what the manual said.
Yeah. Yeah, I did ask legal about that. So they said that we generally believe that because municipal officers appoint, supervise, fill vacancies, set compensation discipline for the local health officer, that we generally believe that this presents a prohibited incompatibility of offices under common law. Someone could not hold both offices and loyally perform the duties of each in every situation. So this prohibition is based on the common law, which means court case law derived, ethics doctrine of incompatibility. So that's the reason when they talk to you. But I agree, that's really good information, I think, from the fact that, you know, it's based on pecuniary, and there would be more of a conflict of interest for that. But this is a volunteer position. We don't have anything else, and it's not like we have anybody else that wants to do it. So I would think that, you know, we know the views, but we can make a decision based on our circumstances. That's my recommendation, to accept all the recommendations from the fire department of these for these three positions and appoint them.
Make a motion to accept the recommendation of the fire department for the three positions as read.
Great. Second.
Great. Any further discussion? No? Okay. All those in favor, please say yes.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Unanimous. Great. Okay. Moving on. Okay. New appointments. For the animal control officer, currently, that person is Lisa Boffinger. This is just a resolution to appoint either her or someone else as the animal control officer for a 1-year term beginning April 1st, 2026.
So moved.
Okay.
Your second?
Second for Lisa Bovinger?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You're in agreement with that?
I want to do it. I'm willing to do it.
Okay.
I just think we need to thank her. That's that's a thankless job, and it's a hard one, but we appreciate you. Thank you.
There's a possibility for us to extend that term, you know. We can do that. But I didn't bring it up. Okay.
There may not be another sucker soon.
Okay. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Unanimous. Okay. Another position that's due for appointment is the Appeals Board member for a 5-year term beginning April 1st. Incumbent is Heidi Wilcox. And I did email Heidi to make sure that she is interested, since she is, if the board would like her to continue that position. So that's the, okay.
Second.
Okay. Okay. No discussion. All right. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Great. Motion passes. Okay. All right. And next is the Select Board Chair position, 1-year term beginning April 1st, 2026. Do I have a motion for a nomination?
I make a motion to nominate Lisa to be the chair. I believe, we'll wait for discussion.
Okay. I have a second for discussion.
Second.
Okay, great.
The reason I'm doing that, okay. I think it's healthy and, to rotate.
Okay. Lisa, can you tell us why you think you would make a good select board chair?
Very interesting. The reason I joined the select board in the first place was because at a town meeting, a former select board chair made the comment to the public, the town, that it didn't matter what the town wanted, the select board would decide. I'm not in agreement with those statements. I think that town input, especially in a small town like ours, is beyond important. We work for the town. We don't work for each other or any other entity. We work for the people that we represent. And I am very big on transparency and putting everything out before the town, making everything clear so that everyone can easily understand. And also that people feel like they're being heard and that they can participate in all town meetings, including select board meetings and the public town meetings. It's the people's voice that we need to hear, and it's what the town wants that we need to try to do to the best of our ability within the limitations, of course, of the law and the Constitution and everything like that. But the town, I think, can pretty clearly tell us how they want us to move forward. And so I think that that's what I would try to do.
Okay. Okay, well, thanks for that. I have, I guess, a couple concerns before voting. I think, so as you know, being select board chair, there's a lot of duties, but the three main duties really is organizing the meetings. Number two, maintain order of the meetings so that the select board can do its work and have respect for the time of the members. Because we come together, we have to do all the work, and you know, everybody's time is valuable. And then third, probably the most important, is to always strive to represent the town as a whole. I think we, yeah, so, and with those, I think, from observing you as a selectman, I don't really feel that these are your strengths, quite honestly. And, you know, in terms of organization, you've been a chairman of at least one committee this past year. Mm-hmm. There's been, I think, at least 9 or 10 meetings for that committee that you're supposed to organize. And I don't think you've even sent even maybe just one agenda. And I think people didn't feel like it was organized from what I tell, and they have to do it on their own. And so that doesn't really show a lot of commitment to the role of being a select board chair or a chair of any kind. And in terms of keeping order, just from the meetings being here, there's so much encouraging, disruptive behavior from the audience, thus hindering selective board work. And then lastly, and this is the most important, representing the town as a whole, right? I just don't have confidence that that's your priority. So I think it's premature for you to take over the select board chair position. So. Any further discussion before we take a vote?
I think it's important. You and I are new to the town. Lisa's been in the town for a long time. I think that comes with a wealth of background and the more of a close contact with what the town may want. So the rotation, again, it's a 1 year term. I think the rotation is healthy. I think it's good to change things up. I don't want it. I know that. And I wouldn't deserve it.
That was my next question.
I wouldn't deserve it.
All right. Do we have a vote? Okay. All those in favor of Lisa Miller becoming the next chair, please say aye.
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 Okay. All those not in favor, say no. No. Okay. Motion passes. 2 out of 3. Lisa Miller is the new chair for the year of 2026, beginning April 1st. Any other matters? Miscellaneous.
Didn't we have other... Was registrar of voters, do we also... Were there any other positions?
No.
No, that's it.
Not from my list.
Okay.
Yeah.
Update on the transfer station I can give?
Mm-hmm.
I sent you guys this as well. I had spoken with the gentleman from Gregory's. He said, I don't like to speak names, but I know who you're talking about, and I've gotten a lot of business because of this. He promised to, as soon as I sent him the details, to give me a quote. In the meantime, his wife had a baby, his first child, so we haven't heard anything for 2 weeks now, but I'm sure we will. I asked for a quote on the same services that we have now, but also they offer, if we wanted to move away from single stream recycling, they will do the mixed like we did in the past. I think everyone likes the single stream. I know some of the concern is that does single stream really get sorted? Mm-hmm. And the reason Archie's does that, just as background, is because it's where they're bringing it. It takes more time for them to sort out that people didn't do the right job sorting it. So they have to sort it anyway. So that's why they just throw it all in one. But he will give us that. And also a second option for where our general debris is dumped. He has a separate place, which he believes can save us quite a bit. So I'm looking forward to that quote.
Great. Any other matters? I have here for the next select board meeting recommendation is 5:30, Tuesday, April 21st. Does that work for everyone?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. And public comment. Okay, hearing none. I have a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Okay.
Second.
Great. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Meeting adjourned.
Well,